Greetings, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Launch Space, where we highlight new features and offerings on Microsoft Azure. My name is Brian Benz. I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft. And today we have some folks to us from the SCI teams, Security, Compliance, and Identity Certification team. And I'm going to go around and introduce folks, and then we're going to get started with some really good information, some really good presentations. So we'll start with Robert Stewart, if you want to introduce yourself, tell me a little bit.
Yeah, my name is Robert Stewart. I'm with Microsoft, have been for a while. I am in the content development organization that builds the training for all of our different certifications. My focus area right now on the SCI team is the Identity and Access Management Administrator certification as a new one, and I'm also responsible for AZ500, the Azure Security Engineer.
Great. And Brandon?
Hello, Brandon Neeb. I am also with Microsoft, a senior content developer, and I manage the Microsoft 365 Administrator certification, the MS500. And today I'm going to be talking to you about the SC200, our Security Operations Analyst, and our Information Protection Administrator exams that we just released.
Great. And last but not least, Cecilia.
Thank you, Brian. So my name is Cecilia Perez Benitoa. I'm also a content developer in the Global Technical Learning Team for Security, Compliance, and Identity. You'll hear it referred to as SCI. And I manage the SC900 content that we'll talk about. That's the Microsoft Security, Compliance, and Identity Fundamentals.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I just want to say as well that this is a live broadcast. We are taking questions, so please tune in at aka.ms/learnTV. Welcome to the folks at Microsoft Developer YouTube channel as well. If you want to ask any questions or have any feedback, please do ask over at aka.ms/learnTV. So we'll start with Cecilia. Cecilia, as you mentioned, are going to talk about our SC900 fundamentals. So take it away, Cecilia. Thank you.
Great. So again, thank you, Brian. And before jumping into the SC900 content, I really just want to give a little bit of a context in terms of the portfolio. So let me bring this slide here. A lot of great work has been done by this team. So I think it's really important to give a little bit of context as to, you know, for brand new certs in a short order, why. And so from a market context, I think it's important to understand that there's over $1 trillion lost every year in cyber attacks. And in addition to that, there's really a chronic talent shortage when it comes to security professionals. In fact, one study from about 3 years ago talks about a shortage of security professionals globally of about 3 million. And the world has changed a lot since that report. So that number is only getting bigger. And the world has changed a lot. So with remote work and everyone connected, the attack surface is really increasing. And with that, the demand for skills. The net of it is that this is really a universal priority for our customers. And I think the work that's being done here that we're going to talk about really speaks to our commitment in the security area and helping close that skills gap when it comes to certifications. And the great thing is that, you know, we came out with these four new certifications you'll hear about on this show today. And when it comes to certifications, we're just getting started. So a lot of great things are going to be happening. The certs went live in early February. They're in beta. They're expected to launch into general availability in Q4. And I'm going to talk about that process in a slide in a little bit. But before getting to that, I think it's important to understand when we think about these four new certs and the training associated with it, it's important to make sure folks understand where I go to get all this content, how do I prepare? And really, that's where Learn comes in. Right. Learn is our platform that really consolidates all our learning assets into one place. Historically, content was spread across different sites, but really Learn changed that. Now you can go to one place, making it easier for people to go and find information they need to learn and be trained on our solutions, help them prepare for the certifications. And there's a lot of great things about Learn, and I'm going to show it in a minute here. But first, the great thing is it's free. It's free to everyone. Right. It offers training content at all levels, and you can find content based on specific roles, product topics. Again, I'm going to show it in a second. And depending on the content, you can really have some amazing learning experience with hands-on labs. So, for example, embedded directly within Lab, you can have a VM spin up to actually go through interactivity on the training content. And there's a lot more work happening in that area. So a lot more of that training content you're going to be seeing is going to have a lot more of that moving forward. So some really exciting stuff. It's just not text content. It's a lot of interactivity as well. And as you complete modules and learning paths with Learn, you earn badges and trophies, and you could share those on LinkedIn. So as folks in the industry are looking to hire talent in the security area, they can search by skills, and then based on trophies and badges that you earn, you can post those on LinkedIn and other social media. So some really great things about Learn. And I'm going to actually share my screen here with the Learn. So this is actually, I'm in Learn right now. And it's aka.ms/learn. And as I mentioned, you can find some pretty amazing content here. So you can browse on learning paths. You can get information on certifications. I'm going to walk through these. And so let me just kind of jump right in with regard to, I'm going to do a quick browse here so I can come in, browse. As I mentioned, you could browse by product. You can browse by role, levels, advanced. So it's not just beginner. There is advanced expert level content as well that's available free to anyone on Learn to help you prepare for your certifications. Obviously, we're talking about our firm new cert. So you, if you come into our certification, there are a couple things you can do here. You can come into the overview tab and you'll see all different certifications. If you scroll down a little bit, you can see by fundamentals, you can see by role-based. Again, just a wealth of information available at your fingertips. I'm going to, as I mentioned, talk about the SE900. So let me, and I'm going to come back to Learn here in a second, but I want to just share a little bit about the SE900. So the SE900 is really the fundamentals course. It's a Microsoft Security, Compliance, and Identity. As a fundamentals course, that target audience is really quite broad. It's really for anybody looking to familiarize themselves with the fundamentals of security, compliance, and identity across the Microsoft cloud and our related services. And that could be, quite frankly, someone that's a business user or a student. It can be someone that's a new to IT or experienced in IT, but not yet familiar with Microsoft products. And the great thing is, even if you're not sure if maybe you need or want to earn a certification, the training is available on Learn, so it's free to everybody. And so when we think about the Learn content, there's the certification and then there's the associated training that you can find to prepare for that certification. And with SE900, there's really no prerequisite training or other certification that's required before taking this cert. But we do certainly recommend that that the candidate have some general knowledge around Microsoft 365 as well as Azure. And this this content really helps the learner get an understanding of how Microsoft provides a very holistic end-to-end solution for security, whether it's a cloud-based or a hybrid environment. It's actually security, compliance, and identity. So some great content. And there are a lot of products featured here. So again, let me just come here for a second. I'm going to go back to Learn in a second. But when we think about the content, the way the content's set up and the certification is, we have functional areas that are covered as part of what's called an objective domain. And these are shown here, a lot of products covered, as I mentioned. And so when you think about fundamentals, it's something that's, you can think of it as a mile wide, an inch deep. And that's really by design. It's really that first step into the portfolio. And these are the four functional areas. I'm going to come back here to Learn and pull up some information, because I think this is really helpful. So if I come into browse certifications, you can come in here and I'm going to just gonna do search on SE900. And you'll find the pages, and these are pretty much the same content. So if I can pull up the Microsoft Certified Fundamentals, what you'll see here is information certainly about the target audience that I already described. You'll get some information in terms of the skills measured. And really important is this download certification skills outline. This is that objective domain that will really help guide the candidate into how to prepare for this. I'm going to pull this up in a second, but I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. And you could see here the different learning paths that are available to help the learner train for this certification. And as I mentioned, there's four learning paths, and this actually happens to map, in the case of the fundamentals, this doesn't happen all the time, but it actually maps to what's covered in the objective domain as far as the groupings. There's four key groupings in the objective domain, and we've mapped the learning paths to that. So I actually have the objective domain here open, so I'm going to pull it up real quickly. Again, it shows and speaks to the audience profile and the skills measured. And you could see as well the percentages or the weighting for each of these areas. So there's four functional areas, and beneath that you can see then the different skills. So for example, we talk about security, concepts of security, compliance, and identity. And within that, we talk about things like zero trust, shared responsibility model, general concepts, and that's about 5 to 10% of the exam. You can scroll further down. We get into identity and access management, more highly weighted at this point, so 25 to 30, and all the different topics and skills that the learner really has to prepare for. And so this is what's called the objective domain. It really helps break down how the student needs to prepare, and it also gives the weighting of the particular areas within the exam. So that's a little bit on the objective domain. All of the certs have similar documentation. And again, when you go into the certs, I'm going to kind of come back here. You could search on any certification. This happens to be the one for SC900. So let me come back to my presentation here for a second. Let me bring this down. So again, this just gives a different view for the material that's the content that's covered, both within the training and quite frankly also within the cert exam. Now, something that I think is really worth spending a few minutes on is a little bit about the process that we at Microsoft follow when we're developing new certifications and the associated training. And it really all starts with what's called a job task analysis, or a JTA. This is the process where we work to identify the tasks required of individuals in a given role. So for example, in a given role, if it's a role-based certification or a target audience, what do they need to know? What are the competencies that that role or that target audience needs to know? And a JTA process can last anywhere from 3 days to a week. And we work with subject matter experts both inside of Microsoft and external to Microsoft. In the case of fundamentals, we also engage SMEs from the education sector. And this JTA really directly informs the tasks that get done from a content development as well as the certification. So that's a little bit about the process. I think it's worth mentioning because, again, it's done with subject matter experts from internal and external to Microsoft. This is a really busy slide, and I'm only going to highlight a few things, but I wanted to show it because this really speaks to the certification tasks that are downstream of that JTA, and it really highlights the point that this is a pretty rigorous process that we follow. Some things to highlight is really around the blueprinting. That blueprinting, that exam blueprinting, is how we determine the distribution of exam questions as mapped to the tasks in an exam. So when you think and you see the information that I showed of percentages, on the exam, you may have 25 to 30% of the exam covering identity and access management or security or compliance or whatever those percentages are. That's based on a blueprinting that's done to make sure as well that the exam reflects the importance and relevance of the skills required of a certified professional. So that's an important component. The other thing which I showed a minute ago was also the objective domain. That's where you actually see the detailed listing of the skills that basically are things that the candidate must demonstrate to be considered qualified to perform the task that are the outcome of the JTA. And so that's really the objective domain. Again, I shared that a moment ago. These are the skills outline documents that you can download from the certification page. A lot of other stuff happens in the process, but before we get getting to the point of a final exam that's generally available, we go through what is the beta exam, which is where we are now with the SE900 exam and some of the other exams or certifications that we'll talk about. And this is really a critical quality check in the process. A lot of questions I get are often around, well, how long does something stay in the beta process? And I'm going to get to that in a second. But as you can see, there's quite a few things that happen before we, you know, after the beta, before we get the publication, and then even we maintain and sustain that. So the process doesn't end once something goes live. Let me jump here to the beta to live, because again, this is a question that gets asked a lot is, all right, so something's in beta, when is it going to go GA? And as you can see here, the process from beta to GA can take anywhere from 12 to 14 weeks. But that's really going to depend on the number of people who take that beta exam. And this is really important because that's where we get a lot of the data to make sure this is a very quality exam. And so when you look at something like a fundamentals, which is very high volume of certification, we actually look to get closer to that 500. For more advanced expert level courses, maybe that number can be a little bit lower. But the point is that this is this beta process is really critical step in the quality of our exam and certification process to make sure this is, you know, this is something that works, that the content is good and accurate. And so a critical piece there to this process is the process from beta to going live. Another thing I wanted to talk about is, as I mentioned a moment ago, the process doesn't end when you go and say, okay, the exam's live. There is an ongoing maintenance and sustainment of this exam and also the training content that goes with it. When it comes to fundamentals, that usually happens. Review of content in the cert exam actually happens every 3 months. For more role-based certs, that happens every 2 months. And the JTA process, which is really the bigger step here, is that's actually gets reviewed minimally on an annual basis. And those, when we go through that, that represents bigger changes in the content. But again, that's on average annually, but could happen based on need sooner than that. So a little bit about the exam and sustainment, because again, it's an ongoing process. This doesn't end when an exam goes into general availability. Another thing that I want to take a moment to talk about, because this also just recently got announced, is the process to renew your certifications, right? So some great content. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail. There's lots of information available, and you can see the links there on the slide. But new stay current process just got announced. And so folks that have their certifications up for renewal can actually go through some additional learning through learning paths that are available again on Learn, free content, and take an assessment to basically renew that certification for a year. So let me come back here because I know I've kind of gone quickly through some of this, but what I wanted to do is again, just come back to SE900. As I mentioned, this is the objective domain. Lots of great information regarding the breakdown of skills and the percentages. So again, this is the objective domain. Folks that are interested in preparing for this exam, you really want to look at this. And then certainly I'm going to scroll further down and you could see links directly to, let me come back here. The learning path. So within the cert page for SE900, we link directly to the learning paths that'll help prepare the candidate for this certification. And again, four learning paths, all available on Learn. So that's, I know I've gone maybe a little quickly on this, but a little bit on the information, not just around the SE900, but also of our new portfolio. A lot of great work done on a short amount of time by the team as well. And Robert and Brandon will speak to that on those other certs. And just really excited that we have this content. And again, we're just getting started here with these certs. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening, so stay tuned. And
great. Thanks, Cecilia. That was wonderful. It's a great overview. Real quick question here. When it says beta exam, how is that different from the main exam?
Okay, so let me come back here because I think this really helps. The beta is... here we go. So when we're getting, when a new brand new cert comes out, we go through this whole process of identifying the items for that exam. But as with any new product, you really want to make sure we go through an alpha review, but we also go through this beta. And that's really the quality check where we potentially could find any hidden issues. And so that beta exam is where we work to get just anywhere from 250 to 500 candidates to take the exam. We get a lot of data from that. And through that process, if based on any input, based on the work done by a psychometrician, we if needed, revise certain things, and then we publish it. But that beta is basically a quality check before that exam goes live. Does that help hopefully answer the question? And it's anywhere from 12 to 14 weeks.
Right. Well, I'm thinking in terms of what is the difference to a person who's going to take the exam? What are they going to see in a beta that they wouldn't see in a regular exam?
Definitely the only Quite frankly, the only difference is when you take an exam and it's live, you get the score for a live exam as soon as you finish the exam. With a beta process, you actually will wait a little bit more than the 14 weeks because there's a lot of other stuff that's happening before that exam goes live. So from a candidate who's taking the exam, the only difference you're really going to see is you're not going to get the score right away. In fact, you're going to wait a bit longer and you'll maybe get scores actually maybe 2 weeks after the exam goes live. So that 12 to 14 weeks, if you already took it in the beta, becomes 16 weeks potentially. But other than that, from the candidate that's taking it, you don't really see any difference.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Cecilia. That was a great overview of the not only the process, but also the fundamental scores, the SC900 certification. And it's great to see those learning paths there too. Those are really helpful and easy to follow. Next up, we have Robert C. Stewart, and he's going to be talking about SC300, the Microsoft Identity and Access Administrator certification as well. So I'll let you take that away, Robert. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. And thanks, Cecilia. Great job on getting us started. I was going to add one other piece of information to the beta exam. You will actually get a larger pool of questions during the beta exam than you will during the regular exam, because continuing on with what Cecilia was saying, we want to be able to test all of the questions that are available as part of it. But that's a minor extra note. On the screen now, you'll see a similar slide, actually the same slide that Cecilia shared earlier about the different certifications that we have recently launched in the security, compliance, and identity space. It is a portfolio. We are including both the AZ500 Azure Security and the MS500 M365 Security in that end-to-end portfolio. Don't look to see them renamed or changed. That's not necessarily in the plan either, but I just want to let you know that this is a portfolio, and as Cecilia said, you will see it continue to grow. I'm going to speak about the Identity and Access Administrator certification. Going back to one of the things that we heard earlier, identity and access or security right now is at the forefront. With so many people working from home, sitting in front of their computer all of the time, their likelihood to reach down and click on something that could be a spam email message or go to a website that asks them for a credential and they just randomly type in a password that is, let's say it's the same password as they use at work. Now, that could be a problem with your industry and with your company and with the way that you solve your business problems. Identity and Access is taking a look at that type of problem as well as many others and helping you make sure that your systems are prepared for the fact that your users, your applications, your devices, all of those items need to be protected, monitored, and watched to make sure that all of your systems are secure. So moving on, Identity Access Administrator, we are looking for those people that either are already working in that identity space. They're responsible for setting up authentication and authorization solutions, making sure that devices and applications have a secure credential that they can use to be able to access the data and resources that they need to run. We want people that are going to be troubleshooting, monitoring, and reporting on the way identity is happening. Are somebody signing in New York right now and 2 minutes later signing in from Singapore? Somebody needs to be able to recognize and figure out if that's a risk or an issue. So if you're already in that type of a role and position, this certification is targeted at you right now. If that is something that you have a passionate about, you want to be able to help our customers to be able to lock down their systems so that the users within their systems have only the rights that they need to do the job without security getting in their way, then this might be a great place for you to start. Get the training on security, identity, and access management and get into that space. One of the things I do want to mention is that we've created this set of certifications based off of actual industry roles. As Cecilia mentioned, as part of the JTA, we bring in not just our internal SMEs that say, hey, how does Microsoft do this? But we bring in company representatives of people that are in this job, and we're asking them, what are the tasks and things that you have to do? Is this a real role? And what are the skills that you would want somebody to have if we were to bring them, if you wanted to bring them into your company? So we use that information to help us design these certifications, both the exam and the training. So when you hear us talk about a role-based certification, we have taken an industry role and we've evaluated it and come up with what does that look like based off of generic and Microsoft technologies. And in this case, we're talking about the role of an identity and access administrator. And Brandon will speak about a couple of other ones in just a few minutes. So that's the SC300. There is your general path is you're going to go and see the skills outline. Cecilia has already shown you how you can go to Microsoft.com/WACLearn or aka.ms/WACLearn and then go to the certifications page and you can get your skills outline. That's the objective domain. One other thing I find really helpful is that objective domain is a PDF file that you can save on your local hard drive when I'm starting to prepare for an exam. First thing that I do is actually launch that objective domain, get the PDF, save it locally, and then I'll put my notes in it of here's some things that I'm interested or I already know where I may check off some of those or areas that I need to go through. And then as I study different topics, whether it be Learn or just playing with it by myself or reading doc, I'll check those off on a list so that I know that I've completed them. As we said, there's also the online training within Learn. We'll look at that in just a moment. And there's a ton of extra resources available in Docs. You can take that objective domain and almost copy and paste those terms that you see there into the Docs platform and get articles that will walk you through information that's keyly aligned to be able to successfully complete the certification process. And again, that's one of the things that I will do on a regular basis to prepare myself for the different exams. Finally, when you're ready for your exam, you will register, you can sign up for it. I am going to briefly drag onto the screen the website for the SC300 exam. You saw this already from Cecilia. One of the things that I also wanted to make sure that we call out is same page that you looked at it to find your skills measured and see your available free learning on MS Learn is a button to let you go and schedule your exam. So at any time, you can come back to this page, hit schedule exam and take it. You do not, this may be a concern during COVID, it may not be, you do not have to be on a specific location to be able to take that. The exams are available for remote proctoring or remote monitoring where you can take it from the convenience of your own home. So, you know, feel free that even while COVID, you can take your training, self-study on Learn, and then take your exam right from the your own home. So you don't have to worry about going out to a location to be able to take your certification. Next slide here is the different learning paths that are available for you on the MS Learn platform. There's a identity and access management solution, learning path. I'm speaking too fast and getting ahead of my words. The second one is implement authentication. The third one is implement access management for your applications. And then finally is planning an end-to-end governance strategy along for your identity. You don't want to just build it and ignore it. Identity is one of those things that you need to continue to manage, govern, and watch out for. And you will notice if you're looking at, I'll bring this page back on the screen, that these actually directly match up with the different study areas or skill areas that are on the objective domain. So we did try to focus on making this easy. If you already know how to do access management for apps, you can skip over that particular session without having to figure out what content is aligned to what you need to drill into and what you don't need to drill into. Next, we will take a look, a little bit deeper look at the different items that are covered. So your identity and access management solution is focusing on setting up that first configuration of Azure AD for your company. So think of this course as going from you don't have a Active Directory presence. If you already do, we actually cover in the bottom module how to merge your existing either on-premise or in the cloud identities into it. But we'll start you all the way out from the scratch. We'll move you to how do you configure and manage your identities, and how do you set up external identities if you want to invite external companies and people in to be able to use your solutions and things that you've set up. Next, we'll move into access or authentication and authorization pieces. So making sure that you've got multi-factor authentication turned on to be able to ensure that your user is who they say they are. We'll set up authentication to make sure that we are living by the principles of zero trust and least access privilege. This will talk you through how do you make sure that you're setting it up, and we'll also be testing you that on the future. So you're not just building identity solution, but you're building an industry recognized one. We'll use conditional access to make sure that you are only able to do things when you meet the right conditions. And then finally, we'll let you be able to secure ensure your things are secure by implementing identity protection. The next section is access management for applications. It's not just about making sure that your users are protected. It is also making sure that your applications are protected. You don't want somebody to get into an application, break through somewhere, and be able to get access to your data or get access to other parts of your system. So you want to make sure that you are locking those down. We'll talk you through that, how to add your own custom applications or line of business applications if you need. And then lastly, implementing your governance strategy, we'll talk about entitlement management. How do you make sure that all of your users have access to the tools that they need to be able to do their job, both internal and external users, but nothing more, or request extra access if they do need it? And when they leave, how do you quickly take that away? It's not always about granting it. When somebody leaves, you don't want an account sitting around for weeks or months at a time. Next is access reviews. As I said, you don't build it once and let it go. You need to continue manage it, see what's happening. As you notice trends, you can tweak your systems to either open up more capabilities or lock something out as needed. Set up privileged access to make sure that when people do need to do a privileged task, they only have that rights for a certain amount of time. And then finally, how do you monitor and maintain your Active Directory? How do you use all the great built-in reports and tools from audit logs to Sentinel to be able to make sure that your Active Directory and your identity management solution is accurate? That's what the training is going to cover. That is also what the exam is going to cover. And again, if you're familiar with one of these particular areas already, you don't have to go out and study for those specifically. Finally, I wanted to touch on one other thing while I leave this up on the screen for just a moment. One of the most common questions we get now that we've implemented the SCI certifications, and you've probably noticed that there's some overlap with AZ-500 and with MS-500. I will let Brandon go into more detail on MS-500 if he needs to, but these exams that have already been around are not going away. Those cover a broad coverage around all the security capabilities within Azure, speaking specifically around AZ-500. You'll notice that the identity information within it is about half to two-thirds of a day of training, where this training is 4 days of drilling into identity. Where we mention what authentication and authorization is and what how what identity protection is, and you get to see them enabled in a demo, you're not actually going to be drilling into those in nearly as much detail as you would within the identity and access certification. So those exams are not going away. They are going to sit there to support you if you are going to be a security expert within the Azure space, making sure that that system is secure. Or if you want to specialize for a larger company on just identity, then this exam is better suited for you as well. And maybe you take the Security 1 at a later date. Best ways to study if you're looking at taking this certification. First, we've already talked about MS Learn. There are learning paths on there that are specifically targeted at the certification. Again, if you go to your certification page, you see them at the bottom, quick links that you can start right into Learn. But there's also a ton of other content out on Learn that is around the identity and authorization space. So you can always just search on the word identity or Sentinel or identity protection. Any of those terms will find you content that you might need. I can't stress enough, try it hands-on. Get your hands on the product, get into the Azure portal. If you already have an Azure subscription, you can go and experiment with it using your subscription. If you don't, you can actually get a free trial subscription, as well as you can get a 30-day trial license for some of the more secure, some of the technology that you need for identity requires a P2 license. There is a 30-day trial available to you that lets you actually implement all of the stuff we talk about in the training. So please get your hands on. It's going to make a much bigger difference if you've actually tried it than if you've just done the book learning that comes with it. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, there's the docs articles. Docs.microsoft.com is your friend. Just about any of the terms, again, if you're in the objective domain, you can copy and paste those into Docs, and you get an unlimited set of information that's explaining what the technology is, how it works, how to configure yourself, and how it interacts with other technologies within Azure, M365, even Dynamics. All of those come together. So those are your resources and your way that you really want to try it. And that brings me to the end of my discussion on Identity and Access Management Administrator. Brian, any questions from you?
Yeah, you covered the difference and the overlap between AZ-500 and SC-300, so that's great. That apparently is a popular question. The other question I had for you in general, I just wanted to say a comment first is, you know, as an old school developer, I've always thought of security as something that is a production problem, you know, that people out in production are going to have to deal with, and not necessarily the developers themselves. But this is actually, now that we work in the cloud, important for everyone. Every environment has to be secured and locked down, because you might have data that you're using that is actually production data in your dev and test environments. So it's very important to have your identity and your security clamped down in all areas.
Yep.
You know, there are folks out there. It's amazing when you create a new VM on any cloud, including Azure, how quickly vulnerabilities are tested on that VM. I've had an experience of that myself. But yeah, I do have one question for you. Instructor-led.
Yeah.
The options that you showed in that Learn screen were, you know, free learning and also instructor-led dash paid. Yes. Could you talk a little bit about that? Is that classroom? Is that online? What would that be?
Yeah, so I it's actually not being shared right this moment, but I did actually bring the Learn page or the certification page back up. So there is an instructor-led paid. First off, that content hasn't released today. It will be coming out in the next little bit. So you will see it. Basically, Microsoft has all around the world Microsoft certified trainers. And when we build out this these certification exams, we also build out instructor-led content that we share with those certified trainers that you can join an existing class. You can hire an entire class of those with those instructors where you bring up to 20, 25 people into them. And those classes will be available starting soon. During the COVID timeframe, most of those are virtual deliveries. But I would say as we're moving out of the COVID experience that is going on right now, you will see more in-person classroom deliveries starting to come online as conditions get safe in different areas. But they are available virtually right now for AZ500 and NS500, and you will see the SCIs start showing up in the next little bit. I'm not going to give you a date on this particular call, but just trust that as the exams are available, these will be available soon.
Great. Okay. Before we bring on Brandon, I just wanted to remind folks that this is a live broadcast. And if you have any questions, please do go to aka.ms/learnTV. And you can ask questions there. And we'll be taking some questions a little bit towards the end as well. Also, for any information that you would like about the links that we've shared today or anything about the show, and for the recording that you'll see at the end, aka.ms/the Launch Space SCI certs is the place to go for that. So, yeah. So next up, thank you very much, Robert. That was great. And next up, we're going to have Brandon Neep. Brandon's going to talk about our SC200 and SC400 certifications. So I'll let you take it from there, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everybody. Like you said, I've got basically 3 points I want to make today. We'll talk about the portfolio and then two of the other certs. I'll take us to next slide. There we go. Yeah, so coming back to this, I want to circle back on a few things that have been talked about already. Is first is we've had a number of certs in existence in this space for a long time, right? The Azure certs, as you can see from this slide, the Azure certs, the Modern Work certs, we've had those in market for quite a while. Specifically, as you see here, the MS500, which is that Microsoft 365 Security Administrator, and the AZ500 have been out for at least a couple of years at this point. Probably, and hopefully a lot of you watching this show have taken that attempted those exams at one point and perhaps have those certifications. And so before I dive too deep into the two new ones, I kind of want to talk about the place of those two and kind of how they fit. So when MS500 was first built a couple years ago on the Modern Work, when it was part of the Modern Work set of certifications, we kind of threw everything in it, right? If anybody that's familiar with that particular exam, it has Microsoft 365 threat protection type objectives on it. It has Azure AD, a lot of the identity stuff. And then all the compliance products are mentioned in those two functional groups of objectives just in the compliance space. So that exam in particular covered a lot. Right, very broad set of security and compliance related content. And so that exam still exists, like Robert said, and I think Cecilia said as well. Both the MS500 and the AZ500 are going to be kept around. In particular, the MS500, anybody familiar with it, very broad. So it kind of it exists kind of in a different space than these new certs that we're building that are much more focused, is the way to think of it. Okay, so a lot of people and just a lot of questions that come up about this portfolio since it's been released, they say, so what should I take? Should I be taking the MS500 or should I be looking at some of these new certs? And so the answer to that question would be, if your role covers both threat protection plus identity and and some compliance things, MS500 is probably for you, right? If you're in that size of business where your role encompasses all those things, that makes sense for you. similar to AZ-500, right? There's an identity component, there's also some Sentinel in there, and then a lot of other Azure security related things. If that's your role, then that's the cert for you. Both of those, as Robert said, are staying around. We're keeping those around. In fact, coming up soon, we're doing a fresh round of focus groups and research on those to make sure that they still align with roles. And so they're still around. The other thing I wanted to address from this slide before we moved on is a lot of people ask questions about, well, what's the difference between fundamentals and the associate level certs? Because you notice here, there's kind of that bar, right, between all these fundamental ones, and then we've got all these associate level ones up here. So each customer solution area that we've got on here has its own fundamentals, right? There's an Azure. It's hard to see because it's like faded out, but there's that AZ-900, right, which is the Azure fundamentals. There's an MS-900, M365 fundamentals. So we've got a fundamentals exam in just about every solution area. And well, the question that often comes up is, do I have to do the fundamentals first before I go do these associates certs? And the answer to that's no. The fundamentals one exams are far more commonly taken by people than the associate ones because they're less complicated. The questions on there are going to be not that they're easier or anything necessarily, but at the associate level type of certs and exams, we'll have more complicated, like scenario-based type questions that'll appear on those. Whereas the fundamentals will tend to be more knowledge-based type questions. So they are connected, and but they're not prerequisite scenarios, right? You don't have to do a fundamentals before you go and attempt an associate level. Also, even though the MS-500 and AZ-500 on this slide appear, you know, up towards the top, they're not like anything, premium or advanced or more important or anything like that. So I just wanted to kind of, give that perspective before we kind of dive in. So then we have these new ones, right? So Robert just got done talking about SC-300, which is focused on identity and access. The other two that are here is the 200 and the 400. And let's kind of, I'll start talking about the 200 first. There we go. Okay. So the Security Operations Analyst Associate. So this cert is getting more focused, right? So like I said, the AZ-500, MS-500 were broad and generalist. This one's really getting zoomed in on Azure Sentinel primarily, but really on that threat mitigation kind of space. So like you see here, I bolded these words. This person investigates, responds to, and hunts for threats. So if that is your job role and you are very focused on doing those specific things, then this is the exam for you and the certification you would want to focus on. And like it has in the screen here, the three kind of main areas is this is a cross-cloud cert, right? So it's Microsoft 365 Defender, Azure Defender, and Azure Sentinel. So a lot of this exam has to do with configuring and using Sentinel, but also connecting other signal sources from Microsoft 365 Defender and Azure Defender as well into Sentinel. So it's very much the type, this is the kind of cert that's for somebody who spends their day, again, investigating, figuring out what threat has come into their system, responding to it, and then also proactively. And that's what's kind of an exciting part of this particular cert is the hunts for threat, as we do get into some more advanced threat hunting, proactive type threat hunting in this particular certification. As we go to the next one. There we go. Okay. So this one kind of gets into the prep, right? The prepping for the exams. And like Robert and Cecilia talked about, we've created a lot of learning plans, self-paced online learning paths for you to go through yourself to help you prepare for this. And so for these certs. And so this one's no different. We've created 8 learning paths and that lead up to the SC200 exam, and they're all listed here. One hint I would give you for anyone who is looking to prep and trying to find these learning paths, we put the number of the exam in the title of all the learning paths. So if you're looking for, if you're planning to prepare for SC200, go to Learn, go to the Learn website that Cecilia showed, type in SC200, and you'll see all eight of these learning paths will come up in your search for you, and you'll be able to, and they're marked part 1, 2, 3, and 4 in that sequence. So they kind of give you an order for going through that content to help you get ready for that exam. One hint, and this is some of the early feedback that we've gotten that people are kind of excited about, is there's an entire learning path on using KQL to do searching and to help in your investigations and whatnot within Sentinel. So there is, and this is another hint, is that even though we put a disproportionate amount of content on the KQL, because it just wasn't a lot out there, and it's kind of a new space for a lot of people who are using that Kusto query to identify threats. And so there's a lot of content here on it, but it's not as, it's an important part of your learning journey, but it's not, there's not as many questions and whatnot on that related to the exam. So that's SC200. Let's go one more. And yeah, I kind of wanted to get into the breakdown on this. So the three main areas of focus, like you see here, it's kind of product-based is how we grouped these tasks. So the first one you see is 25 to 30% on Microsoft 365 Defender. So that's a lot of the stuff that you would have seen on MS500 in the threat protection space, right? So it's using the tools in M365, the Microsoft 365 Defender portal to do your threat mitigation investigations and whatnot. And so that is, like it says, 25 to 30%. That middle section, using the Azure Defender as well, another 25 to 30%. And you can kind of see the components that are listed in there. And then, like I said, this is kind of the definitive Sentinel exam, right? Because it's 40 to 45% of this exam is on Azure Sentinel. So you are going to get a lot of that. And you can see like a lot of the verbs in these objectives are design, plan, manage, configure, manage, etc., and use Azure Sentinel. So whereas if those of you familiar with MS500, we did have Azure Sentinel objectives in that particular exam, but they were very much high level, right? The questions were a lot related to, what's a notebook, what's a workbook, how do these things kind of relate to each other. Here in this exam, we're going much deeper, obviously, with 40 to 45% of the exam on Azure Sentinel. So, yeah. And then, like I said, in the lower right corner, hunt for threats using the Azure Sentinel portal. So it's kind of a new and important component of that we dove into with this particular cert. So that's SC200. Let's go on to the next one. So SC400. Now, this is the Information Protection Administrator. Again, if you're familiar with MS500, there was, I believe, 15% of that exam was on this sort of content related to information protection. So in the information protection space, we're talking about sensitivity labels. We're talking data loss prevention, DLP policies, we're talking retention labels and policies. That's basically the focus of this particular exam. So it's taking a small component of something we had of another exam, and we're really diving a lot deeper on this particular one. So also includes a lot of the new features that have come into the information protection space. So endpoint DLP is on this exam. Trainable classifiers is covered in here as well. So basically everything that we've got in our information protection kind of domain is what we're talking about with this particular certification. And as you can see here, products featured, it's not just it's M365, but also we talk about information protection from a cloud app security perspective. And then, of course, how all these policies, the DLP policies, information protection policies, et cetera, impact Teams, SharePoint, and Exchange is an important part of this. So learning paths. So this one is, that we don't have as many. The SC200 had 8. This one has 3. It's not because anyone's less important or whatnot, but yeah, it's there's a lot more content, obviously, and a lot of more things to cover in the security operations space than here. We've really dialed in this particular cert on information protection. So you can see we've got 3 learning paths. Each of them are a relatively large amount of content that they cover. Covers everything, again, retention, whatnot. We've lined it up. What we did here is each of the learning paths aligns with each of those 3 functional groups that I just showed you a moment ago on the last slide. And again, these learning paths are all named with the SC400 Part 1, 2, 3, 4 naming convention to help you prepare for the exam. So lastly, how did we group this? This is pretty much a third type of thing, right? The information, implement information protection is a little higher with the 35% to 40%. So that's going to be everything, like it says here, your trainable classifiers, sensitive information types, and gets into that, the configuring and using of sensitivity labels, and the M365 encryption and office message encryption capabilities within M365. Middle parts, DLP. So it's all parts of DLP, from DLP policies to endpoint DLP is covered here. And and that's that middle section. And then lastly is implement information governance. So there we're very much getting into records management, file plans, retention of data, all that kind of thing, that kind of related topics in that last part. So again, what was a small part of MS-500 is the entire focus of this thing. And if this is your role, this is the exam for you. And that is what I had today.
Thank you, Brandon. That was great. We do have a question from the audience. Andrew is asking if the SC400, the information protection admin role, takes into consideration regional issues like GDPR or other local issues as well.
Yeah, there is. So that's kind of tricky, right? Because the laws are different all over the world, right? As far as information protection concerns, what's really covered on the content and in that exam is how to configure the policies to accommodate what's going on in your local space. So GDPR is a big one, right? That's a global, yeah. That's a big issue. And so that one is covered more specifically just because it's so far reaching. But I would say the point of this is, and you'll see in both the content and in the exams, is that it's less about knowing specific regulations than it is knowing how to take knowledge of a regulation and then build the policy within M365 that helps your organization actually meet that compliance policy. So that's what's on the exam.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, we just have like about 2 minutes left. I'd like to bring back all of our guests today and have a quick chat. I believe Cecilia has something she wanted to share about click-through guides.
Yeah, so thanks, Brian. One of the things really quickly with fundamentals is, and I talked about this when I talked about learn and the interactive experiences. On the fundamentals, very often, folks don't have access to subscriptions. So in the fundamentals, you'll find that we have well over 12 interactive click-through guides that gives the learner a way to really experience the environment, whether that's conditional access, compliance, through an interactive click-through guide, which is an exact simulation of the environment. So there's some really cool things there. So even though it is a fundamentals, you still get to have some hands-on experience through those. And there's a lot of work happening to get more hands-on. So a lot of cool things there. So even though it's a fundamentals, you really get to familiarize yourself with that environment.
Great. Just in the last minute we have here, I did want to point out the aka.ms LaunchSpace SEI certs. If we can have it on the screen, there we go. So all of these show notes and all the information we have will be available there. Have a look And I just want to thank all my guests today for showing up. And this was great information. I think it's really going to help a lot of people with certifications. And these are new and valuable certifications to have. It's much more than an afterthought these days. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.